Okay, we are back at morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. Tim Turner, are you there?
Tim, yes, Turner, RJ.
Are you there? Okay. I'm doing my best to get this out of the way. I'm doing my best also to describe it. The husband and wife, they've got two sons. One son is always happy. The other son is always disgruntled. And so the son who's always disgruntled, they fill his room with toys. Just fill it with toys. New toys, big toys, pretty toys, fancy toys. The other son, they fill with 3 feet deep of horse manure. And both boys came home. The one son, they found... The boy found in his room all of these toys. He should be happy. He should be content, jumping for joy. And he didn't. All he could do was find something that was wrong. He found something wrong with this toy and that toy and just still unhappy. And the other son, they had filled his room with 3 feet, 3 foot deep of horse manure. He was in there with a shovel. And they asked him, son, why are you so happy? He said, there's got to be a horse in here somewhere. And you can work and work and work to make people happy. And there are some people who are going to be happy. And there are some people that no matter what you do, they're just going to complain and complain anyway. Tim?
Yes. Yes, RJ, I'm here.
And it's interesting on the internet to see the people who are the accusers, the accusers and the complainers still, even though everybody was invited to come. And even though the work, right, there are people who have been complaining for months and months about when are we going to get this work done? When are we going to come together? When is this? When is this? How come that? How come that? Complain, complain, whine, whine. And it all came together this last weekend, and nobody was really in complete control of the whole event. It just, outside of anybody's control or plan, it just came together.
That's correct, RJ. It was a wonderful event, and it was awesome to see how things came together and how the people came together and worked together. It was very inspiring to me to see it happen, and we had some naysayers, but I will say this, that the video feed went out on the internet. Everybody could watch it at home. It was live, and we had great response to that, very overwhelming positive response, very little negative response. In fact, it's being seen around the world right now. Many countries have already responded and let us know that they were just blown away, by that meeting.
Yeah, the website that people were invited to view was UtahRepublic.com. As these tech guys were able to put it on this website that joined the Republic just a week and a half ago, and it's just tremendous that people were able to see with their own eyes and hear with their own ears the gathering, even though those people who did not make it could see for themselves.
That's correct. We wanted to include everybody, and anybody that didn't come, there were some that probably couldn't come for many reasons, but many didn't come because they didn't want to be there, and then some of those want to complain. Well, that's up to them. As you said, there's some way, some people just can't make happy, and if they want to be that way, that's entirely up to them. We're not going to cater to those folks what we're going to do. We're not going to buy them a room full of toys, and we're not going to give them horse manure either. We're going to just move on, and they can come home with us, or they can not. Entirely up to them. We're going to cater to the people that want to come along and make this a positive government of, by, and for the people and establish God's law back in this land again, and peace and prosperity to our nation and blessings to our people. And that's what we're going to do. And they're welcome to quit their complaining and whining and come on board if they like. If not, they'll get left behind. And there are three kinds of people in the world. Those that make things happen, those that watch things that happen, and those that wonder what happened. And they're going to be in the wonder what happened category if they don't quit their complaining.
We'll be right back. This is RBN.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
It's 8 minutes after. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. Tim Turner, thanks for joining us this morning and sharing with us some of the details of what transpired this weekend. You mentioned the last couple of days that you do have a plan, and I think many of us are familiar already with the plan that was disclosed on the 31st of January. Could you share some of that with us?
Yes, we've done a number of presentments to the public and to the government around the world. The first one was the declaration was sent out and approved by everyone and signed and presented on our first present was on the 30th of March, actually. It was presented to the public prior to that, to be signed by the juries, by the people of the states. And then it was presented to the government on the 30th of March. That was our original declaration. That's when we were the RAP, Restore America Plan. Well, the Restore America Plan basically has evolved into Restored America because we completed the task that the plan needed to complete. And we moved on into a Restored America and with a government. And that government structure was completed this last weekend, and it's been a process to bring it about. There's not really a a guidebook or a textbook on how do you build a government. It's a very complex thing, but God has given us very many good minds that know how to do a lot of different things and have done things in governments before. And so we brought together a very it's an absolute phenomenon what we've seen, and with a great group of people. This is a very simple plan to fix America, and it will work. It has been reviewed at the highest levels inside Washington. They even say it'll work, and we have much support. But we have the support of the majority of the people who work for the corporation, because they know that their job is in jeopardy, and they may not even have a paycheck in the very near future, because the corporation is bankrupt and insolvent, has no cash, has no collateral, has no capital, has no credibility, or no credit. And a corporation in the position that the United States Corporation in Washington is in cannot survive. No, it never has been done in history, and it's not going to be done this time. They are going out.
When I'm watching these foreclosures take place, here's just one example, and this ties in, I think, to one of the promises that was made when the RAP began was foreclosures. It looks like, as you mentioned, these corporations are so bankrupt and so insolvent that they're happy to participate in stealing people's homes by an act of foreclosure. Those initial notes when the husband and wife they promised to pay for 30 years are paid off within the first 3 days. Of course, the banks know that, people don't know that. And so when a foreclosure occurs, it is an act of theft. And the banks know it. And many politicians know it. And it could that be a measure of funding their insolvency?
Yes, absolutely. They're stealing everything they can. They know it's going down, and they're stealing money from every aspect that they can get it. It's being transferred into private accounts across the world, and by many of your politicians are involved in these things and get big payoffs for allowing it to happen, even though they know it's unlawful, and it's unconscionable to allow the people's homes to be taken away from them through a theft. But they're being done. That's the reason, that's one of many reasons that Washington is over. The people are fed up with Washington. They, you know, when we stood up on the 30th of March, that was pretty much the death knell to the corporation. The bottom line is that we took away the collateral that they were working on, because the only way they could do that in this system, legal system that they created in Washington back in 1868 through 1871, the only way they can operate is on the consent of the people. But the people were deceived. They didn't get our proper consent, so they created a legal system where they could use what is known as your implied consent. And implied consent in the law works like this. If you don't say no, it must be okay. Well, the problem with that was that we didn't even know about it to say no. Many of the things they did to the American people were done in secret and behind the scenes, and the people had no choice to say no. And so that made it an unlawful contract because of lack of full disclosure, which is required in the law that they abide by, which is contract law today in this legal system. So they have deceived the people and abused the people to the point that the people don't trust the government anymore. Hadn't trusted them in a long time. And I think about 80% of the people, at least 70, between 70 and 80% of the people said they don't agree with what goes on in Washington. Well, the Declaration of Independence that was put forward by our founding fathers gives us the authority under the Almighty Creator, which is where our authority comes from, to do away with any government and establish a government that we see fit. Well, I don't think it would be any problem to prove in a court of law that the corporation, United States, has abused their fiduciary responsibility quite well. And we can document that in congressional records. All you have to do is pull about any congressional bill and look at the pork barrel spending and the thievery that goes on behind the scenes to prove that they have violated those fiduciary duties to the people as trustees of our wealth and our assets. They have carted trillions of dollars off into private accounts of your congressmen and done it unlawfully, and many of these people are actually going to be arrested and tried. You're going to start seeing arrests in the very near future of some of these people in the government. Some of them may even be presidents or former
presidents.
I
think that many of us would like to see that. I was reading, as we were working on getting a hold of you and so forth, I was reading from the Communist Rules for Revolution. And one of these 9 rules, it states that they want to have us no longer trust our Congress. They don't want us to believe in our government anymore. They don't want us to believe in Washington, D.C. And I'm thinking, here we are. The Tea Party also helped to create this situation. But not trusting in government anymore is what these communists wanted to do with us. But what do we do from there? We've even got Glenn Beck, who just recently wrote a book, and he's out there pushing it, called Broke. So Glenn Beck's out there promoting his book called Broke. The system is broke, and people are saying we need a new system. But I think New Worlders would love us to take their system that they have waiting for us next, that would bring us into lockstep under a new world order. But we don't have to accept their new world order. Is it possible that in your Congress this last weekend, that this implied consent that you're talking about, is it possible that this Congress that met together this weekend took away their consent?
Absolutely. There's no question that the consent was taken away formally from the corporation, and they no longer have the ability to hypothecate on the assets of the American people. They've already put us in debt so deep that our assets are encumbered to the point that we have no assets left. The Congress has literally stolen it, and by many, I could go in for hours on the ways, different ways that they steal from us. It's just unconscionable the way the Congress has treated the American people. And then they get up there every 4 years and tell you all the good things they do to you or for you, and want you to vote for them again. And the way I relate to Congress today is I tell the story like this. If you hired a contractor to build you a house, and he says, okay, I need $500,000 to build your house, and you write him a check on the 1st of October. The next 1st of October, he comes to you and says, well, I hadn't built your house yet, but now this year I need $600,000 to build that house. And you write him a check, and you give him $600,000. Well, the next October 1st, he comes to you and says, well, I need $700,000 this year to build your house, but I hadn't built it, but I'm going to, but I haven't built it. And you write him a check for $700,000. How long would you write a contractor checks to build you a house like that?
Well, I'd say no, thank you very much. It's time to hire another contractor.
That's right. But we have done that to the Congress for 140 years. We have given them money, more money every year. Every year they increase it, and yet they have not built the house that they promised. They said they were going to build a government all by and for the people, but Congress didn't do that. But they charge us every year to do it again. When are we going to catch on, folks? Washington cannot be fixed. Washington is over, and it cannot be fixed. It will never be fixed because it was created in deception from the beginning, and it will never be anything but deception. So, and I applaud Glenn Beck's efforts and the Tea Party's efforts, but they're trying to fix a boat that has a bad keel and bad timbers. It can't be fixed. It will sink. It's going to sink. And we have to be there to launch the new vessel. That's what we're doing. We have built a new vessel, and it's being launched.
And the
people that are on that ship can come get on our ship. And they'll be treated. We will save them. We will bring them on board. We'll treat them like brothers. We will give them forgiveness for those that have abused us, because we have a policy of peace and forgiveness. We just want to see America strong and given back to the people, and have a government all by and for the people. And that's what we have done, and that's what we're going to do.
My mom's father, before he passed away, he was in his early 90s, and he's out of Boston. I had a chance to go back and see him, and there in the Boston area, they've been working on the highways for years and years, just like you described. and all of a sudden it's two or three times more the price than it was. They've got this great big sign, Rome was not built in a day. If it was, we would have hired their contractor. We'll be right back. This is RPM.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is 23 minutes after. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ. Tim Turner joined us this morning, the President of the Republic of the United States of America. And many people are not aware yet what did transpire this weekend. America will learn very soon that we are now a better nation because of Tim Turner and members of the Republic and what they have done for our country. And we, as Tim Turner has suggested, we hire somebody to do a job. We keep sending them back to Washington thinking they're going to fix this, and they're not going to fix anything. It is broke. And I was mentioning the highway back in the Boston area. If Rome was built in a day, we would have hired, you know, we would have hired their contractors, right, to fix the Boston highways. And too often, those are just examples, though. We hire contractors to build a road, and then they come back and say, we need more money, we need more money, we need more money, until it costs 10 times what we were promised it would cost in the first place. It's time to hire another contractor, Tim.
Yes. Yes, RJ, that's true. One thing I'd like to clarify that I said earlier, that I may have the people may not have understood what I said, but I wanted to make sure they understood the difference between the original Republican form of government that we had and what we the actual corporate government that we have today. That was the Republican form was replaced in 1868 through 1871. So when I say when I'm talking about this corporate government, that it was created in 1868. It was not the idea of our founding fathers. We have actually re-inhabited the original republic. That's what we did. We've not created a new government. We've only re-inhabited the existing republican form of government that has been in this country since 1791, actually. That's when it was actually created. And that was done by our founding fathers. George Washington was the first president of that republican form of government. There were presidents before him under the Articles, but he was the first one under the Constitution that we operate under, and that was from 1791. So I want people to understand there were two governments. There have been two governments as long as they've been alive, longer than they've been alive, and one was just not inhabited. It was laying there dormant, and we realized that Congress of the corporation had no authority to do away with that government. They in fact never did. It was just there. They just built a new government and replaced the old one. But they did that without the consent of the people, and we realized that was not lawful for them to do that at the time, and they did this with full knowledge and intent and understood what they were doing. The Congress
so it was
the people.
The Congress of the corporation is what it has been.
Yes.
Or masquerading
the corporation
as
of the United
government.
States is a municipal corporation. It was created and it is incorporated in Delaware. I have a copy of the Articles of Incorporation in my office. And it's been a corporation since 1868. I think it was created. And it was given a jurisdictional area of 10 miles square, which is 100 square miles. And they named that territory the District of Columbia. That is all that the United States has been in this nation. Now, it does have other territories, Guam, Philippines, Puerto Rico, and Alaska and Hawaii were territories, but they're coming into the Republic now. The bottom line is that the corporation was created unlawfully from the beginning because we could not do that. Congress had no authority to change our Constitution in law form without consenting the consent of the people. They didn't consult the people about this for their consent. And that made everything that Washington did and has done since that time unlawful.
So is it true that around the world there are countries who have been observing America and that other countries see it? They see these corporations that have taken over America, even the corporate United States that have taken over America. And is it true that they've been waiting for years and years to know the true voice of the people?
Yeah, absolutely. We have heard, so far, we have heard from 94 countries that are in support of what we're doing. They're anxious. They're very anxious to see us go back to a Republican form of government with people of integrity and honor. And that's anxiously awaiting, and which we have pretty well done now, structured our government properly. We have 94 countries at this point that have agreed to come on board with us once that this is fully in place and support us with letters of support and other kinds of support, and some of them financial support, some military support if we need it, which I don't think that we will. But we have countries that are already entering into treaty with us now, and because they do acknowledge us as the lawful, and in fact we are the only lawful government in America at this point, right now. There is no other government in America other than the Republican government that we just established in this year. The corporation is not a full government. It works through a legal system of deception and was never properly authorized and sanctioned by the people. And that's the reason we could do this.
We'll continue right after this break. This is the Morning Liberty Program right here at RBN. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program. We are live here at RBN. Thanks for tuning in. And Tim Turner joins us, the president, or at least the temporary president, of the Republic of the United States of America. And there are so many aspects of this. I don't know, Tim, that we could just cover this with one visit. I definitely appreciate you joining us this morning.
I agree. It's absolutely impossible to cover this. It would take a good bit of time on the radio to cover all the aspects of what we're doing.
Well, let me invite you to join me next Wednesday if you can. Great. Just let me know if you're up to that. Okay.
Well, if I can't, I will do my best to be on. If I can't, I will. If we can't get another representative of the Republic, we also have Charles Wright, our vice president. He can also help with on the program as well, I'm sure. He does radio shows already.
I have seen and I've heard since March, as you were talking about this year, you take all kinds of grief from people because they think you speak too much. But I think people have a right to know. We have a right to know that these events have been going on and what has been taking place.
Yes, absolutely. I do, too. I think, you know, I've held out of the news, as I said, because of the Tea Parties. We did not want to be in competition with the Tea Party. what they were doing. They were doing a great job. We support what they were doing. Now we want to take them to the next level and teach them about the Republican form of government in our nation, because what they're supporting is a failed system, and I think that they will come along. I think they will understand and come along with us for the most part and join with us, and let's do the right thing in our nation. Let's bring the American people into true freedom, and that's what our system will do.
This weekend, as I watched and listened, I think one of, and there were many, one of the most significant aspects of this is a treaty that the Federal Reserve had, a 100-year treaty that the Federal Reserve made and participated in, that is now ended. That treaty has now come to the end of its term, and that has been, I think, one of the legs that this corporation, the United States, has been standing on. And you mentioned that that pledge by them has now gone to the Republic.
Yes, that's correct. The treaty ended, and it was the experience of the benefactors, let's just say that, that the corporation that operated the Federal Reserve and the people of the Federal Reserve abused the asset. The asset was given to them for humanitarian efforts, and they created war, death, and destruction, and genocide with it instead. And so when the treaty came due, it was not renewed. And they have contacted us about supporting the Republic with a fund that used to support the Federal Reserve and the World Bank. So that's very encouraging.
You see, I think that there are people who would like to see America fail, crash, and burn. And I think that is the end to which they have been working towards. And so when I see Glenn Beck, for example, come together with a book called Broke, the question is, what system do they have ready for us to go to? And I think we go back to Daddy Bush when he says we will have a new world order. And I'm thinking, no, we don't have to have an NWO.
Well, Daddy Bush's dream is not going to come true as he thought. There may be some limited world government in around the world, but America is not going to follow suit. We're not going to be part of that world government as they have it planned, at least now. And there are a lot of issues there we've got to deal with, but we're not in support of a communist or socialist type New World Order, and we won't support it, and we won't be part of it. And the American people, I don't believe, will stand for it either. I do know that the scripture says that the New World Order will take place, but it doesn't necessarily say that we will be part of it, and I don't think the American people will. I think we will have our own own independent system. Also, the scripture says that it won't last very long, and the reason it's not going to last very long is because of this republic. The very fact that this republic stood up. This is not the first time this happened, RJ. They were poised in 1770s to bring the New World Order to power at that point. That's how old this idea has been. And a few patriots in America, a country of about 3 million people, stood up and stopped it then. And guess what happened again? We've repeated history. It has actually repeated itself. And by our standing up and creating this republic, we've stopped the New World Order again. And maybe we can hold them off for another 240 years.
It seems to me that every generation has a responsibility to make this stand. We have seen men and women who have come before. They've come and gone, and they have borne off their responsibility to stand for freedom. And I have felt for some time it is our responsibility now. This rests upon our shoulders. What kind of nation will we have tomorrow? Will we have freedom still or not? And it looks like we now have a chance because of this republic.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to bring freedom to the American people. We need the people to come on board, and we need their support. We need them to get involved. We want you to run for Congress. We want to put real, honorable people. You know, I've said for years, who would you want in Congress? Well, personally, I'd like the guy that runs the Ace Hardware down the street that's got a very good business that was successful without a government intervention out here, that was successful in a private life that was good to the people. I'd rather see him in Congress than the things that are in there now. These are the kind of people we need to look for, people that are successful in the private sector. They will also be successful in the government as well. They'll bring it to a financially or a fiduciary responsibly for responsible government, and they will be proper fiduciaries, and they will actually honor and their vows to protect the trust of the people. And these are the kind of people we want. Why do we want people in Congress? Did you know that probably half of your Congress or more writes bad checks on a regular basis? They write bad checks to people all the time. There's a list of them. You can go on the internet and look at it. These people are not good people. They have events. They have parties regularly and refuse to pay the bill because they're in Congress. They abuse their authority is what they do. These people, in my opinion, are nothing more than common criminals and should be prosecuted as such. But our government, we have a policy of forgiveness. If they want to repent and do the right thing, we will practice policy of forgiveness and restitution to these people. We do not wish to harm anyone. We are absolutely a peaceful movement. We want no violence. We don't support any violence. And we're going to move forward in peace. And we're going to restore this country. And we're going to win. Because it's God's plan. God is behind this plan.
What are we going to see during the rest of this week and then the following week, as this Congress did come together and did convene, and the will of the people is now known and documented by this bill, and it was exciting to see you sign this. I think just yesterday. What should we expect to occur the rest of this week and next week?
Say it depends on how soon we get the next stage done, but I will say this, that when we get the next stage done, that I predict, this is my prediction and my opinion, that you'll see the rats jumping ship in Washington like you've never heard of before. I think you'll see them leaving office like you, in an unprecedented manner. I think you'll see them leaving, actually they'll try to leave the country. But we wish these folks no harm. Don't want to harm these people. We just want to return to a lawful government. And if they want a part of that, all they got to do is repent, and we'll accept them with open arms, like the prodigal son. They've done us wrong. There's no doubt. That's documented. We can prove it. But we're willing to forgive, and we're willing to give them a safe haven. We're willing to give them safe haven. And safe harbor, it's a term that they use. We're willing to give them safe harbor and bring them into our system of peace and prosperity as well. Even though we know that they've done us wrong, we're still willing to do that for them.
Well, repentance also requires restoration, doesn't it?
Restitution. And that's some of the things that are required. Those some of the things that will be required for those that want to come aboard, we will all require restitution and repair the damages as much as possible. But at the same time, we will be very liberal with our forgiveness policy. And we wish no harm on any of these people. We really don't. The Lord doesn't want us to destroy. He wants us to restore. And that's our whole movement. That attitude is to restore, not destroy.
Yeah, I hear from you, and I've been hearing for some time, not an attitude of revenge, but this attitude of forgiveness and moving on. And many of these people, their intention has been very clear to destroy this country, and I think they have brought us even to the very brink.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The corporation has brought us to the brink of destruction. But we still have an opportunity, and we only have one opportunity to save this country. And this is it. The Republic is the only opportunity we have. And if we fail, the country will be destroyed. We will be occupied by foreign troops, and we will be brought into the New World Order kicking and screaming, I can tell you, because it's going to be a nasty event. You will actually see a depression that's going to make the Great Depression look like a picnic in comparison because of the vast number of people and the difference in our society today. During the Great Depression, only 25% of our economy was based on government. Today, it's over 75%. Back during the 1930s, during the Great Depression, 75% of the people in our country had either were still on the farm or recently from the farm. In the 1930s, two-thirds of our country was made up by farmers and farmlands. Now today, we've got 379 million people approximately, according to the latest census. We don't have any farms left. The farmers have been converted from truck farms and family farms to great agribusiness in most cases. And back during the Depression days, these farmers fed the people. They fed many, many millions of hungry people throughout the Depression because they cared. I can tell you now, these agribusinesses that run today, you can starve to death at their gate. They won't feed you.
These Monsanto farms.
Yeah, they don't care if you starve. In fact, they're trying to help you in dying. They're poisoning your food already. And that's another satanic agenda that's going on. We don't need to cover on this call. Time wouldn't permit, but that we can prove it. These agribusinesses have been used by people that are in power to actually commit genocide. It's not a new concept. It's been going on for a long time. And we're going to turn this back over to the mom and pop farmers, the family farms. So we got a lot of work to do, RJ, but we have a good plan, and we have the ability to execute that plan. But we want to encourage the American people to stand up with us. We need them to stand up with us now. We need them to come on board. And if they want to sign up, they can go to our website and sign up. I think you've got that information from Kelby. You can announce that. Where they go to sign up.
RepublicoftheUnitedStates.org. RepublicoftheUnitedStates.org.
That's correct.
Interesting you mentioned that we have only one chance, that this republic is our one chance to save our country.
Yes, this is it. And there is no other plan. I can tell you, the only other plan out there is to put us into the New World Order and under basically socialist rule by an oligarchy or a dictatorship of people at the top that will, if you have a difference of opinion, you will not have freedom of speech, you won't have freedom of religion, you won't have the right to bear arms, you won't have the right to do anything. Your rights will be destroyed. And that's what the New World Order is all about. And we don't support that. I don't support it at all, and I'll never support it. And the people, all they have to do is stand up with us now. It's already done, folks. We've already won this battle. We just need your support. We need you to come on board and help us complete the process and show that you support a strong America, a free America, an America of, by, and for the people, and a government that will support that. And that's all we're going to do. We're going to have a government that is open and honest and with people of integrity, people that will actually stand up on TV and tell you the truth instead of the lies that you've been fed most of your life. And we're going to build a strong America. And if we can pull this together, which it's up to the American people now. We've done all we can do. It's up to them now.
Well, since March, there's been so much rhetoric from people who would really like to see this stop. They don't want the Republic to win. They don't want the Republic to be successful. And there's been so many attacks. It's been difficult for some people to understand the truth between what is happening and the progress that is being made and what all of the naysayers have been saying.
That's correct, but the naysayers were put there by government agents that don't want us to succeed. There are some in the government, as I said, that have an agenda to bring us into the New World Order, but it's only about 10% of them, we estimate, that are that way. The rest of them believe in what we're doing, and so they're very much outnumbered. But we do need the support of the people to stand up with us and help us. We need, we got a lot of jobs we need to fill. We've got, We need the expertise of many of these bright minds in America that want to come on board and help their people. And God's going to send us the people we need. He promised he would, and he's doing that. We have, last month alone, we had more than 200,000 commitments of people said they wanted to come on board, and they're signing up every day. We're getting them on board. They're coming on board. And so, and that was our first public announcement, basically, that we were actually going to do something. And, you know, of any scale at all, we've kept it kind of low profile intentionally. So if that's any indication, we're going to have millions of people very soon that will be a part of this republic.
You'd mentioned that the United States Corporation is bankrupt and insolvent and coming down. And pretty soon it'll be obvious. If people want freedom in this country, they'll have to come to the republic.
Yes, they will. In fact, I've got a letter. I got a call from a friend of mine yesterday, Monday, and he just received a letter from Social Security. He's not going to get a check this month. That's how bad we are. First time in his life, he's in his 70s, been retired for many years, drawing a Social Security check and a retirement check, and this is the first time he's ever seen a letter that said he's not going to get a check this month.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Sagani kavnash pelapit, Sagani kavnash keshishyechu, Ovalarak anagash pilolu, Imonane kafel kranashi.
We have about 4 minutes left. Tim Turner has spent a couple hours with us this morning, and this is the Morning Liberty program. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, RJ, for having me, and I appreciate you spreading the good news of the Republic.
I hope that you may be able to join us again next Wednesday. We'll work on it. We'll see.
I will try my best. It depends. My schedule is real tough at times, but I will try to reserve some time next week to be with you. And please, you've got my cell number, and you call and we set it up time, so we'll be on the same page.
We'll work on that. We'll see what we can do for next Wednesday. In the meantime, let's see if we can at least bring one caller on this morning. Ted in Utah, Governor Ted, good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Ted, are you there? Governor Ted going once. Ted going twice. I guess we must have lost him. There are so many directions, Tim, that we could go with our conversation. Yeah. There are so many details in this, and for me, it was interesting to see the evolution from March until now. The people who, I guess you've mentioned the pruning of the tree, the people who have jumped ship from the Republic and the people who are still on, the people who have joined at the last moment and they see it, and I think it's interesting that you have commented that for this country and for our future, that this Republic is our one chance to save the country.
Yes, that's true, and we've got one shot. This is it, folks. We can either make it good or we can miss it, but it's our chance to shine. It's time for the people of America to stand up and make this republic a reality. The paperwork is in. Everything is up to the people now. We've done what we can do, and we're just waiting with anticipation. And I know that the people, when they understand what we're doing, are going to come on en masse and help us, and this thing is going to be brought to completion. But I'd like to say that I'm very thankful to Governor Ted, the governor of Utah, and also Loretta at Windwalker Ranch, and all the folks, Dixie, Sampson, and all of the folks that helped us this weekend to bring this event about. I know there were many of them. I don't know all their names, but I want to say I thank all of them for their wonderful help. And God bless them. They did a great thing. This was a historic weekend that will go down in the history books here in Utah. And as the restoration of America, of the Republic of the United States, or Republic for the United States of America. That's the name anyway.
Even as significant as the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, it was the same thing. We had a constitutional convention this weekend, and we did sign a new declaration declaring our freedom as a nation. And we will be bringing that to the public very soon. We've got a couple of things we've got to do before the hand, but it will be posted on our web very soon for the people to read.
That's republicoftheunitedstates.org, and I'll continue to put material there on my site, morningliberty.com. And UtahRepublic.com. Again, Tim, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, RJ, and God bless you.
God bless America. Pastor Manning is next, RBN. I'll be back tomorrow with Bob Chapman. So I'll see you then. This is RBN.